our world, all like every day we get the false teachings of the world. Here's the path to happiness. Here's what you need to do. You'll be happy, you'll be happy. So nauseated with the emptiness of our world and the false claims it makes every single day that we live. But listen, what's happening right now in scripture is God is saying, here's the path to happiness.
Good day, friends and listeners. So glad you've joined us today on Live in the Light. We are in a series on the family together, and today we are getting into one of our favorite topics around here, wisdom. Today's message is called Every Home Must Treasure Wisdom. If you need a refresher, Live in the Light exists to see the radical transformation of God's people through the revelation of God's truth. And I think we could add God's wisdom to the end of that too, don't you, Robbie?
I sure do. Wow. I mean, you're right, Shannon. We love the topic of wisdom here at Living the Light. You know why? Because God loves the topic of wisdom. I mean, we're in the book of Proverbs today, just a few verses, and the amount of amazing content and, yes, wisdom that is packed into these verses. I'm telling you, if you heed what you hear today and you apply for the sake of Jesus Christ, your life will be going in a very fruitful and blessed direction. Doesn't mean life will be easy. It will mean, though, it will be blessed, because that's what wisdom yields. It yields the will of God, and it produces, again, the fruit of God within our lives. I always love to say, too, wisdom, biblical wisdom, saves us from so much unnecessary pain, heartache, and misery, right? There's enough of that, again, just with life, but wisdom, again, points us in a direction where we can truly know we're in the will of God, and with such peace and assurance and confidence to say, Lord, again, you are so good, and my wisdom, your wisdom, again, and my wisdom is going to be able to point me in the direction of where the Lord would have us. So such an important topic today for the family, for the individual, and for, again, for the church of Jesus Christ. Shannon, we're excited for today.
We are. We are going to get into a few verses today in Proverbs chapter 3 about the value and impact of wisdom in the home. So if you want to dig a little deeper into the wisdom that God supplies, open your Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 3, and we will get into today's message called Every Home Must Treasure Wisdom.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Hope Bible Church, Oakville. So glad that you're here. Let's get our Bibles open to Proverbs 3. We're in Proverbs 3 together today. This is our second to last message in our series on the home or the family called Unless the Lord Builds the House. I'm excited for today because today is about the indispensable, essential, invaluable, and irreplaceable. That's a lot of words there. As to what? The role of wisdom in the home. The role of wisdom in the family, the home, really every life. Our sermon title is this, Every Home Must Treasure Wisdom. Every home must treasure wisdom. Biblically speaking, it is difficult to overstate the value of wisdom in our lives. You need to hear that? You need to hear that? This is so important, again, for all of us here today. It is very, very difficult to overstate the value and role of wisdom in our lives and our homes, just because wisdom impacts everything. I don't know how much you've thought about wisdom, biblically speaking. I don't know how many messages you've heard on wisdom, again, in your journey with Christ, but I pray you'll be impacted by today. Because by wisdom, again, everything changes. One of the verses that's been the foundation for this series on the screen for you is Proverbs 24, verse 3. And notice, by wisdom, a house is built. You say, I want to build a house in the Lord. Not without wisdom. Doesn't happen without wisdom. I want to establish a home in Christ. Not without understanding. If you want that to happen, fathers, mothers, husbands, wives, children hoping to be that one day, individuals, Christ followers, friends, I want my home to be built in Christ. Well, then you need his wisdom. 100%, no exceptions. I want my house to be established with this truth and strength of Christ, not without his wisdom or understanding. Massively, massively important. What I want to do right now is I really want to pique your interest, whet your appetite as to the totality of wisdom in many ways found in the book of Proverbs and just how much the Bible says. So like when I read scripture and so much has happened to me, and so many of these massive things, I can't get over how clearly the Bible talks about certain themes and how frequently the Bible talks about certain themes and what it says about certain themes. Like when you sit back and you take it in, you're like, man, God is so serious about this issue. Last week, so serious about issue of money and finances. This week, incredibly serious as to the theme of wisdom, the blessing of wisdom, and the value of wisdom as well. This is a summary of Proverbs 2 and 3 and what it says about the value of wisdom. Just two chapters of the Bible, I can say so much more, excluding our passage today. I'm not even including our passage today. Here's what we learned about the value of wisdom. First, it understands the fear of the Lord. No wisdom, you can't understand the fear of the Lord. Wisdom understands righteousness and justice from the wisdom of God himself. Wisdom penetrates the heart. Those with knowledge, they only get to the surface. It's wisdom that rightly applies knowledge that gets to the heart. It causes your soul to be pleasant. Yes, please. Discretion watches over you. Who doesn't need that? Wisdom is what leads to that. In wisdom, understanding guards you again in this life. Let's go to the next slide here. This is just what Proverbs 2 and 3 are telling us about wisdom. Wisdom delivers you from evil. Yes, I'll sign up for that. Wisdom delivers you from lustful evil, a sensual sin. Yes, amen. It causes you to walk in the way of good. It causes you to keep paths of righteousness. It leads to favor and good success. Wisdom leads to this. Wisdom leads to favor in the sight of God and man. What a powerful prayer that is, but it's founded and rooted in wisdom. Just when you think we're done, there's more. Next slide here. It causes us to sleep well. All in favor of sleeping well? All in favor. Wisdom allows us to sleep well, right? It does not fear evil. By the way, the more you have the wisdom of God in our world that's crazy and all the headlines and all the commotion, wisdom just takes it in and just says like, man, God is in control. Like at the end of the day, I will not fear because God's not afraid and Jesus Christ is not biting his nails, you know, up in heaven waiting to return. They're absolutely in control and know what's happening. Wisdom understands this. So it trusts the Lord. And wisdom invites ultimately the blessing and honor. We're gonna see a ton of this today in our text. Just a small summary of the value and the impact of wisdom. Of wisdom that can only be granted and given again by God himself. Again, why do I do that? I wanna get your attention. Some of you have never seen that before. Some of you, and again, I strongly encourage you, take Proverbs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Read it this week several times. Take it, go through it. Ask the Lord to continue to speak to you as well. If you're serious about wisdom, you will do this. For those of us who've never heard this before, then this is your chance. This is your chance, man. Double down, triple down again on the reality of wisdom. Let's read our passage now, Proverbs 3, verse 13. Proverbs 3, verse 13. And again, I didn't even include this in that summary here, but let's listen to the value and impact of wisdom. A father pleading with his son here is the context. Verse 13, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. Why? For the gain from her is better than the gain from silver and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels and nothing you desire can compare with her. That's wisdom. Long life is in her right hand and her left hand are riches and honor. Wow. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. Yes, please. And all her paths are peace. Praise the Lord. She, wisdom, is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. And those who hold her fast are called blessed. So I want verse 13 to serve as our introduction today. And take a look at verse 13 again. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. So verse 13 operates as a beatitude of sorts. We know the beatitudes in Matthew 5 in the Sermon of the Mount. There's a familiar phrase that Jesus begins each beatitude with, which is blessed are the, in this case here, verse 13, blessed is the one. The word blessed here means happy. In the Greek and the New Testament, in the Hebrew, and the Old Testament, really happy. It means happy. It means fulfilled is the one. Happy is the one. So listen to this. Ready? Ready? Again, loved ones, you gotta pay attention here. There's like wisdom is calling in so many ways today on the theme of wisdom. Wisdom leads to true happiness. Or blessed or happy are those who find and dwell with the wisdom of God. Our world, every day we get the false teachings of the world. Here's the path to happiness. Here's what you need to do. You'll be happy, you'll be happy. I'm so nauseated with the emptiness of our world and the false claims it makes every single day that we live. But listen, what's happening right now in scripture, what's happening right now is God is saying, here's the path to happiness. I'm providing for you, child, the true path to happiness, the true path to satisfaction, the true path to fulfillment. What is it? Wisdom. Wisdom leads to true happiness because it's happiness and satisfaction coming from God himself. See, the world can't touch that. This is what the Holy Spirit brings through God himself. And always remember this too, okay? Always remember, wisdom loves wisdom. How do you know if you're wise right now? You're excited for this message. The wise person right now is not thinking about what's after church. The wise person right now is like, I need to hear this. Because the wise person knows that one of the essence of the principles of wisdom is that you desire to have more wisdom. You say, can I get a verse for that? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I don't even have to turn a page in my Bible. You might have to turn one page. I want you to look at Proverbs 4, verse 5. Proverbs 4, verse 5. And again, if I'm wise right now, man, I got a pen. I got a highlighter, whether now or later. I'm going to return to this. I'm excited. I want to learn. I want to mark this up. I want to make sure when I come back here, I know where I've been. And by the way, if you're using one of our Bibles in the pews or in the chairs there, and it belongs to the church, whatever, you don't have a Bible, that's our gift to you, is you promise to read it. If you're boring it for the day, mark it up. The next person come along and say, wow, that person was really smart. That person really helped me here, okay? We mean that. Proverbs 4, verse 5. Watch this. A father pleading with a son. Get wisdom. Get insight. Get wisdom. Do not forget. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her wisdom, and she will keep you. Love her, and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this. I love this verse. The beginning of wisdom is this. You can say it. Get wisdom. Yeah, isn't it amazing? The wise person loves wisdom, right? And whatever you get, get understanding. I love that so much. It's so exciting. Whatever you get insight. Why? Prize her highly. Wisdom will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a graceful garland. She will bestow on you a beautiful crown. I mean, wow. The language, the imagery, the power, the profundity all surrounding wisdom. So again, the wise person, right now, they're excited. They sense the opportunity for life-changing instruction on wisdom that honestly, this is my prayer for us right now too, that again, for those of us new to this, but for those of us who are familiar, we are renewed in this. Like I've studied this topic like hundreds and hundreds of times this week. Again, I'm so excited to be here today with you right now. So excited for this because I believe in it so much. This is a 100% top five principle of the entire Christian life. For me, it's probably even greater than that. Because of what it impacts everything. The more the wisdom of God is in your heart, in your mind, through your life, then you are automatically thinking according to God, you're walking according to God, and you are guaranteed the blessing and favor of God. Not easy, but you are guaranteed blessing. This is what we see here today again and again and again. We're not shying away from the Bible so clearly says repeatedly over and over again. So let's get started then. Okay, the opportunity for wisdom, the opportunity for blessing. Our leading phrase is every home must treasure wisdom. And then we say, okay, amen, amen, amen. But now specifically, why? Why must every home treasure wisdom? Why must every life in Christ treasure wisdom? Five reasons, really. We'll have 4 points, but really five reasons. Number one is this, because of the profit it yields. Every home must treasure wisdom because of the profit that wisdom yields. Look at verse 14 now. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. Now, you've noticed as we've been reading some of these verses here in the early chapters of Proverbs that wisdom is being personified as a woman, which is wonderful. The reasons for this could be many. The context of this chapter, I've alluded to this, is a father speaking to his son. It's a father pleading for the impact and the role of wisdom in the life of the son. So the immediate context here, the immediate context is directed towards young men. Of course, this applies to every single one of us. But we want to acknowledge the context is a father really just begging his son to listen and pursue woman wisdom. Now, woman wisdom here personified as a woman, what speaks to what? It speaks to, helpfully, the relationship the son is to have with her. In many ways, the same way the son will desire to have a wife one day and love her, pursue her, and long for her, the father's kind of capitalizing on that desire to say yes, and woman wisdom is even greater than that. Pursue her, love her, long for her, grab hold of her, and she will bless you immensely. What does it mean, though, that we are pursuing woman wisdom in this way? Well, Bruce Waltke, a great commentator, he really says it this way, too. He says, essentially, woman wisdom is the teaching of Proverbs. So when you pursue woman wisdom, what you're really wanting to do is become intimately acquainted with the book of Proverbs on your heart and life. Like, you want to be all over this in your mind and heart your entire life because of the blessings that come from it. I studied that afresh this week, and then it made sense to me why I will typically read through the book of Proverbs 6 to 8 times a year. I'm so drawn to it. I find it's so digestible, and it's so practical and so helpful, and it renews my mind. Like, literally today, again, in Proverbs in multiple chapters, and then because, again, to be intimately acquainted with the book of Proverbs is to be seeking the blessing, value, and the favor of God upon our lives. This is what God is saying to each of us. And if we are wise, then we will seek to do the same for all the reasons, again, that we are learning right now. If we carry this application or insight one step further, every wise young man will pursue woman wisdom above all else, right? Now, this is brilliant Holy Spirit authorship here, right? Because again, embrace woman wisdom the same way you embrace your wife one day. So we get what we're being asked to do, but now again we say, but why? Verse 14, because her gain, the gain of wisdom is better than silver. The profit of wisdom is better than gold. Again, Waltke, he explains it this way. Okay, listen to this. I think this is very helpful. Money can put food on the table, but not the fellowship around it. Listen, money can buy a house, but not a home. Money can give a woman jewelry, but not the love that she so desperately longs for. The difference between money and the wisdom of God unlocks the favor of God. So many pursue money as the answer, and money, again, if we're just pursuing that for its sake, will leave us so utterly miserable and empty. And we have millions and millions and millions of lives that would tell that story over and over again. See, the wise person in Christ knows there's so much more, there's so much more. Wisdom, you cannot put a value on wisdom because of how precious wisdom actually is and the profit that it yields. The value and blessing of God's wisdom is unparalleled. So the fool, listen, the fool spends all their time trying to build a bank account of gold. By the way, didn't gold reach record highs this past week? Is that true? Did I see a headline that I think gold's over $3,000, whatever it is now? And so amazing how many people that just, this is what they're living for. They believe that gold is the answer. Like literally in this case, gold's the answer. The wise person knows their bank account, when it's flushed with the wisdom of God, will give them infinitely more value than anything on the earth. Now, why does the wisdom of God, why is it so much more valuable than things of the earth? Because the dividends are supernatural. The dividends of the Lord from his wisdom and from his spirit are truly supernatural. They are of the Lord and God himself. And whenever God is handing out dividends by his spirit, man, it's going to be pretty wonderful and awesome. So the wise person treasures wisdom because, number one, of the profit it yields. Number two, because it is precious in nature. You're going to see a lot of peas today in this because there's a lot of peas in this text. It's a preacher's dream, okay? Look at verse 15. Wisdom is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. So think about it. Why are silver, gold, and, you know, precious jewels of the earth, again, worth so much? Well, they're worth so much because they're so hard to find. Because they're so hard to extract from the earth, because they are rare, again, jewels. They are rare, precious items. Consider then the worth and pursuit of wisdom, okay? Wisdom is not just difficult to find. Wisdom, biblically speaking, is impossible to find on our own. There's no man or woman that can go extract wisdom by themselves. Why? Because wisdom, biblically speaking, wisdom is only given by God. It is the Lord that grants wisdom. I've always found fascinating the gold rushes of history. How about the gold rush in California, 1848 to 1855? Over 300,000 people rushed to this gold scene, hoping to strike it rich. The city of San Francisco exists today due to this gold rush 175 years ago. You had people sailing in from all over the world, risking their lives, many dying at their attempt to find this pursuit of gold. Now, believers in Jesus Christ, we don't need another gold rush. We need a wisdom rush, because the value of wisdom is infinitely more. It's worth so much more. So interesting to me too, like literally this week, what ended up in my inbox was an advertisement of sorts for what they're calling a data gold rush. There's a data gold rush right now, and they're compelling you to invest in this data gold rush. Literally, that's the term that they use, a data gold rush, and it's based on the back of AI, and everyone's getting into it, and billions of dollars are available, and you need to jump into the data gold rush. And I'm in the middle of like preparing sermon in the days I'm doing. You gotta be kidding me, that's unbelievable. Here it is right here, and it's just like, this is what our modern day is doing. Notice too, right? There's a data gold rush now. So knowledge. In one way or another, it's grab the knowledge and then capitalize it, money. What's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? We'll explain that wisdom is knowledge rightly applied. You can have all the knowledge in the world, be the smartest person on earth, have no wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge rightly applied, and it's taking the knowledge and applying it to the ways of God, led by the Holy Spirit. So you can have all these people that are in this data gold rush and filled with all this money, whatever it is, but they have no wisdom whatsoever, because wisdom comes from God. And the wise right now are listening to the sermon. The wise are like, yeah, that's true. Wisdom is so much more valuable than anything I could get from the earth because of the prophet and because of its precious nature, because wisdom comes from God himself. And anything that God hands out is going to be immensely and eternally valuable. Again, I want you to hear this. Only God can give wisdom. Proverbs 9:10 on the screen for you. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is insight. See, it's only in the pursuit of God do we get wisdom. It's the love for God that gives us wisdom. It was King Solomon. King Solomon was asked by God himself. God basically says, hey, ask whatever you want. I will give it to you. Solomon in his wisdom, Solomon who wrote most of Proverbs, by the way, very smart guy, very wise guy, better word. Very man filled with wisdom. In his wisdom, God asked, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. And Solomon asked for wisdom. And then God says this, wisdom and knowledge, listen, are granted to you. God is the one who gives wisdom. Let's go New Testament, James 1. If any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask. Ask who? God. God is the one who grants wisdom. You're like, I want more wisdom, then you want more God. You want more Christ. You want more Holy Spirit. You want more of God's truth in your mind to renew it and filling your life. God is the one who gives wisdom. Okay, so you can have a scientist staring into the deepest recesses of the universe through this massive telescope, and they can see all these aspects of the universe and planets and mind-blowing information, and you say, wow, that's amazing, that all happened by chance. Foolishness. Another guy looks in the same information and knowledge and says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. That's wisdom. You're taking the knowledge and you're applying it to the glory of God, which again is the fruit of wisdom. This is why wisdom is so, so precious. But there's more incentive from verse 15. Look at verse 15. It says, and nothing you desire, look at that, eh? I sat on that this week. Nothing you desire can compare with her, can compare with wisdom. Nothing you desire. Let me ask you right now, what do you desire right now? What are you desiring in life? Top desire, top three desires. What are you desiring? What do you want most? What are you longing to achieve, to receive? What are you longing to accomplish? What are you longing to get again within your life? Whatever your answer is, God says today, nothing that you desire, child, compares with the value of wisdom in your life. Nothing. So no offense, bigger house. No offense, nicer car. No offense, flush RSP. No offense, 5% body fat. I want you to look at verse 15 again. And nothing you desire compares with her. Loved ones, look here for a second. Look here now, look here. Do you believe this? Like truly. Now, it's not just us nodding our heads saying, I believe this. We prove we believe it by living it. Do you believe this? God does. God does. God believes that nothing we desire can compare with the value and the beauty and the worth again in wisdom. Again, so much what I'm trying to do for us right now, I'm just trying to see how clearly God is speaking to us. This is why the Bible is just so awesome. There's no book like it. Supernatural. God wrote it. And he's telling us today. He is like the Father in this context pleading with the Son, and our Father is pleading with us by his Spirit and his Word right now. And through this message, he's pleading with us, child, do you believe this? Because he's like, I've watched how we live. And the way that you're living says to me, you don't believe this because you're desiring everything else but me. You're desiring the things of the world and you don't value the wisdom of God. You haven't been in the Bible in days or weeks. He's like, but I'm pleading with you, child. Wisdom is what leads to blessing. Because wisdom is what leads to Jesus and to God himself. Every home must treasure wisdom. See, again, there's not so much like, well, today's the foundational aspect of like, man, you be as close to wisdom as possible, then everything else starts to flow down into your life. Wisdom is profitable and precious. Thirdly, this, because wisdom results in prosperity and peace. It results in prosperity and peace. Look at verse 16 now. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Wow. So just like living the text right now, and you have this imagery of woman wisdom holding out her hands here, and she has these incredible, beautiful spiritual gifts and heavenly blessings, really. Long life is in her hand, and riches and honor are in her other hand, and she's holding them out for anyone who desires to receive them. This is what woman wisdom offers to those who pursue her. Amazing. And specifically, what are the gifts she's offering? Again, long life, riches, and honor. I believe what this is saying, it's speaking to the overall blessing that comes from the wisdom of God. Again, the blessing that she's offering today, like they're incredible. Long life, riches, and honor. Now, how do we interpret this? Long life, riches, and honor. I think a good way to interpret it is this way. Think of the opposite, okay? Think of the foolishness and the damage that sin and foolishness can bring to a life, right? So long life, right? Foolishness, if unrepented of and continued of, and sin can literally destroy the health of an individual. Addictions, habits, mental anxiety, stress, the pursuit of the things of sin in the world literally can bring people to death, short life. Think of the damage to honor and reputation that foolishness and sin have destroyed in certain individuals, right? The pursuit of self and sin, the pursuit of evil in their lives has literally devastated their honor and reputation. So you have no honor. Think of the wealth that has been squandered by people due to the foolishness and the sin of the love of money and greed and selfish desires.
So happy to have you listening again today at Live in the Light. Each day we strive to share faithful and passionate preaching of God's word to strengthen his people and his church. If you want to hear more from Pastor Robbie, you can find past series and messages at our website, liveinthelight.ca. or on our podcasts available on Apple, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Hope you'll join us again next time on Live in the Light.